We now move to the other side of the market, the supply of goods. We will continue to use the example of the market for tomatoes at the local farmers market. We begin by collecting information on how many tomatoes sellers are willing to sell at different prices in a table called a supply schedule. This table has two columns. The first column lists the price per pound of tomatoes, and the second column lists the quantity of tomatoes sold at different prices.